pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. It's Dexcom. With the new Dexcom G7, you get better diabetes results without those awful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or to your watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affect your glucose. It makes it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's so easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner. Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. A 10-year-old girl tells school counselor her teacher has a kill list and that she, the student, is on it. How did she know that, John Limley?
25-year-old teacher Angelica Carsquillo Torres told her, Nancy, adding that the little girl was on the bottom of the list. Torres said she wanted to choke several students, kill employees, and herself.
Well, Illinois cops charged teacher Torres with a felony count of intimidation. Two stupid grown men, cops' words, not mine, get into a road rage incident ending with both men's daughters shot. What?
Well, William Hale and Frank Allison drive recklessly, brake checking and cutting each other off before bullets begin flying. A 5-year-old is shot in the leg. A 14-year-old suffered a collapsed lung after being shot in the back. Both dads are charged with attempted murder.
Well, thank goodness the girl's mothers call 911. John, a Florida postal worker and her boyfriend have a grand scheme to sell cocaine. What happened?
So Angel Koss gives his suppliers in Puerto Rico addresses with Natasha Prieto's postal route to mail the drug. Then Prieto removed the packages from the mail stream for Koss to sell. Both Koss and Prieto are now charged with conspiracy and possession with intent to distribute.
John Limley, are you serious? A New York mom facing charges for letting her 10-year-old son get a tattoo? How did that happen?
So police say the large tattoo of the boy's name in block lettering was discovered when the boy asked his middle school nurse to put some Vaseline on top of it. Turns out the artwork was not completed in a studio, but inside a room at the hotel where Crystal Thomas and her two children live.
33-year-old mom Crystal Thomas now charged with endangering the welfare of a child, her child. More crime and justice news after this.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible. It's Easy Breathe Ventilation. You've got to win that battle against musty, damp basement air with the Easy Breathe Ventilation System. Listen, I've got a basement, I know. Take charge of your indoor air. It's easy with basement ventilation to remove musty odors, pollutants, allergens, airborne particles by 85%. An Easy Breathe Ventilation System creates air exchanges for cleaner, fresher, healthy indoor air. And right now, get $250 off your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. Just call 866-822-7328 or go to takechargeofyourair.com today. Thanks, Easy Breathe, for being our partner.
The bodies of four Oklahoma men missing for a week have been found. Investigators say their dismembered bodies were pulled from the river. The men went missing after leaving an Okmulgee home on bicycles. An official cause of death has not been released, but Okmulgee Police Chief Joe Prentice says each victim suffered gunshot wounds. Relief in Stockton, California, where police say they have captured a serial killer just in the nick of time. Authorities say when Wesley Brownlee was apprehended, he appeared to be out hunting for another victim. Police say they recovered a gun the suspect carried. The mayor said she shed tears of joy over the arrest and credits the community with helping to crack the case. ABC's Mona Kosar Abdi leads us off from California.
Police arresting 43-year-old Wesley Brownlee early Saturday as they allege he was prowling the streets in search of his next victim. They say Brownlee is connected to five murders in Stockton and one in Oakland.
All of the victims were men between the ages of 21 to 54, except one woman, Natasha, who police say Brownlee shot in April of 2021 and survived her injuries. Brownlee will be arraigned on a homicide charge this week. At this hour, investigators are trying to find out what motivated a 15-year-old suspect to shoot and kill five people in East Raleigh, North Carolina. That teenager remains in custody, with law enforcement officials telling our friends at NBC News that he remains in grave condition. Officials also say it's unclear how the alleged gunman sustained his injuries.
Oh my God, it's another person.
Is that another person? So there's
guys, you gotta get out the area.
Thursday's mass shooting left this community at a standstill for hours. Over the weekend, tributes poured in for the victims. Today, we're learning more about the case of a California woman that's raising concerns nationwide about how law enforcement is using DNA evidence collected from crime victims. The woman submitted her DNA as part of a rape kit after she was sexually assaulted. But years later, that unique genetic code was used to charge her with a crime. Here's our friends at Crime Online.
The woman so far has not been identified. She gave her DNA to San Francisco police after being raped in 2016. Then last year, the woman was arrested and charged with theft after police used her DNA to link her to a crime. Charges were dropped after the DA found out how the charges came about.
Now, attorney Dante Pointer is filing a federal civil rights lawsuit on the woman's behalf against the city and county of San Francisco and some employees, claiming use of her DNA was unlawful search and seizure. Now to Pennsylvania, as prosecutors have dropped plans to seek the death penalty against a man accused of killing a man and wounding a woman when he opened fire inside a movie theater almost 3 years ago. 23-year-old Anu Malik Johnson is charged with first and third degree murder, aggravated assault, reckless endangering, and related offenses in the December 2019 shooting of 22-year-old Andre White Jr. at Regal Cinemas 13 in West Manchester Township.
For more crime and justice news, visit us at crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Big thank you to our partner making today's crime stories possible, Easy Breathe Ventilation. Just imagine getting into a hot, stuffy car in the middle of the summer. You know how it cools off so much faster when you roll down the windows first to get rid of all the hot air? Well, that is exactly how an Easy Breathe basement ventilation system works, and I've got a basement. Remove all that musty, damp, stagnant air. Replace it with fresh, clean, dry air. Take charge of your own air with Easy Breathe Ventilation and get $250 off today. Ask about DIY kits. Do it yourself. Visit takechargeofyourair.com or just call 866-822-7328. Thanks, Easy Breathe, for being our partner.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.